for City.
Yeah, I think it's no more than we deserved. I thought it'd be when Everton scored late on. I thought, here we go.
Yeah, but, it's kind of been the story of the last few games, yeah, hasn't it?
And it's all the hard work the boys have put in over the last 3 weeks. I think the goal we scored is magnificent. It's a great ball from Nathaniel to Anthony O'Connor, who plays a volley straight into the box, and Jaws goes and finishes it. So I thought a couple of referee decisions again. I thought we could have a penalty, and we don't get it. But fair play to all the players, all the younger players that have come on. I thought they were fantastic, and I thought it was a great performance.
Some youngsters in there as well, so we've got to put that into perspective as well. You went with 4-4-2 tonight?
Yeah, I just think with the players that I had available, we had a lot of wide players. Also, we wanted to rest Owen Doyle and Ryan McGowan. So just with the players that we do have, and Jordan Gibson and Sherwin, Sean Scannell, I thought they played really, really well. So that was nice to see. We got a lot of balls in the box, and I thought George and David Ball done really well up top. So it's just a change, just to see where we can go. And
might it be something you think about adopting? Or
well, to be fair, I've not had any right backs to play it. So the system we've been playing, I don't think has been causing as much problems. I thought we've been playing well in the last three games, but I see it looked to be a bit more solid tonight with Anthony playing there. And hopefully we might have one or two back for the weekend. So it gives me options now, and I thought we looked more comfortable going forward with that kind of shape.
Does it give you food for thought as well, the fact that Miller scored 2-2 as well?
Yeah, of course it does. George has been fantastic. We've been working on him with his hold-up play, how to get his body in, and I think you've seen it tonight. I think Everton, credit to them, they've got very good players. I thought they caused us problems. They've got a lot of pace. There's maybe three or four boys who's been in the first team playing tonight, so it was a good contest. But as I say, to go 1-0 down and come back and score a goal we did was great. And as I say, I'm seeing everything getting better and more positive as the weeks go on.
Have you been walking under a lot of ladders of late, or kicking black cats or whatever? Because what we have just going back, I wrote down before, McGowan, Doyle, Gibson, that's three penalty decisions that I've got against us. So, you know, rubber the green, and we talked about it. It was a clear-cut pen tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course it was. I don't know what one was worse, this one or Saturday's. So, but to be fair to the players, we kept going. And I says we had five or six good chances. The boys looked positive. They're looking sharper. And that's the most pleasing thing. Even boys who haven't played 90 minutes and boys who are coming on. You look at young Elliot Goldworth at 16 coming on. And his first tackle or his first touch, he gets a booking.
It's a little harsh, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was harsh. But he's got great composure. And then to go and score a winning penalty at 16 years of age, it's fantastic composure. He's got.
Did he put his hand up for a penalty?
Yeah, he wanted to take one. So he wanted to take one out of five. He was disappointed to be six. So it's great for him. It just shows you that the players here, if they're prepared to go and work hard, they'll get a chance.
Yeah, and a bit of quality in the penalty shootout, because it didn't look as though anyone was going to miss.
Yeah, I thought every one of them were fantastic.
Some really good penalties.
Yeah, some good penalties, and composure to go and take them. And as I said just before we took them, just don't change your mind. Whatever you're going to do, just make sure you're positive with it. So to score a six of them was fantastic.
Well, we started the interview saying, yes, it's only the chequered trade, but it is a boost because we have been sapped by confidence. So we go to the Bristol Rovers game, you know, just with a little bit of a flip, just a little bit of a spur on, because it's a big game Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think every game's going to be big. But as I say, we're starting to get players coming back. Some players are going to start training this week and Thursday, Friday.
We name a couple who might be available. I know, yeah. Kelvin Miller's not far away.
Yeah, Kelvin's not far away. He gives me another great option. I thought he played really well at Blackpool, and he was unlucky to do his hamstring. So he's hopefully, we can maybe push him on a wee bit Thursday, Friday, see how he is. Josh Wright's not far away. And then we've got one or two coming back towards the end of the month. So I'm looking to get the players that we do have available that wee bit more organised shape. And I think you've seen it tonight again. Every week we've been working with him, it's getting better. And
we're improving as we go on, aren't we?
Yeah, of course we are. And as a coach, that's all you can ask for at this moment in time. That the players are starting to believe and buy into it. And as I said tonight, I thought our energy levels were great. I thought we could have went another 15-20 minutes. So that's pleasing, and it's just showing you the encouraging signs that everybody who is training just now is enjoying it. And they're starting to believe in it, and hopefully I can get my first league win on Saturday.
Yeah, and just encourage people to come down here and get behind the players, because they need every help and every bit of support they can get, because we're in a tough run, aren't we, you know, league-wise?
Yeah, of course. I say that the fans have been fantastic since I've come in. I'd encourage anybody who hasn't been to come, because I think just now that we can go and go on a run.
Well, it happened with Livingston, didn't it? I was looking at your stats where you played in a competition like this, and then it was take off from there, wasn't it?
I think it's important that every game you play in, you're competitive in, and hopefully on Saturday we can see another big crowd, because I thought the home game at Charlton was really good. But for 2 weeks since then, I think we've got that wee bit stronger, quicker. And if we can keep building on what we've done over the last 3 weeks, then hopefully fans will see that, because I'm really looking forward to all the players who are injured getting back, and I'm looking forward to seeing a fully fit squad and up to speed. So I think the fans should come down and see it and give us their backing, because, as we say, I keep saying it, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
It affects everyone. And if we can get as many fans down here, then I'd be absolutely delighted. But as I say, I'm delighted to get my first win tonight.
Yeah, I'm absolutely pleased for you, because we deserve that over the last few weeks or so. Are you going to tell Elliot Goldthorpe, if there are players coming back, he might not be on the bench on Saturday? Because what a week it's been for him.
Yeah, as I said, he's been in training with us, him and Reece Staunton. The two of them have been excellent. They've listened to everything they want to learn. So, no, as I said, anybody that's in the squad just now and they're playing well, they'll stay in it.
Yeah.
And that's the way I am. So it's up to him now if he wants to stay with us or he wants to go back to under 18s. So
keep at it.
I'm sure he's got a wee bit between his teeth now.
Yeah.
I said, you've seen his reaction once he scored the penalty, which is fantastic. He'll remember this night for the rest of his life.
Yeah, certainly will. Well done tonight, David.
No,
first win under the belt. Top
thanks
man, David Hopkins, joining us, Pulse 2.